Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, that's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back, get comfortable, talk about some weird stuff, and just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Wise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir.
It's us.
Hey, Jimmy.
What's up, Matthew?
How are you?
Good, good. It's a good day.
It is good.
It's been a fun day today. I've had fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was I?
Oh, you were here most of the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
You did go to the bathroom once.
I am excited to go and watch horror movies again.
Horror.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Can we not talk about it again, though?
We don't have to talk about it again, though. I haven't added that many to the list since last time.
You haven't?
No, I haven't. I didn't watch that many the last week.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I've only added... To my knowledge, I think I've only added... Let's see, I can't remember where we left off last week, but I think I've only added like half a dozen or maybe eight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not that many.
Well, I wanted to tell you about one that I recently saw, but I don't want to now.
Okay.
Because I would be like a hypocrite and...
I'd just like to know what it is, though.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm stalling because I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
It was the movie that they started with the sequel, and it was really bad. It was horrible.
The movie that they started with the sequel?
Yeah. There was no number one. It was something two.
Oh, Troll 2.
Troll.
Yeah, I know Troll 2. So, I haven't seen it in a long time. I remember my favorite part will always be the kid peeing on the rotten food because his parents and family thought it was like really good smorgasbord food.
Yes.
And then his dad's the worst actor in human history.
Yeah. Well, okay, maybe I did already tell you that.
I've seen it.
Yeah, but that's exactly, though, either I'm having deja vu or already told you.
Yeah, we talked about it at some point, a little bit about the movie
on the other show.
Yeah, okay. The other show.
Okay.
Yeah, the dad tightens up his belt because he can't eat.
God, so...
Like, that's going to make him less hungry.
Odd.
Just the worst acting ever from the dad.
But I'm into that, like, I didn't feel like a bully, like Nick Brown a bully.
Yeah.
But I felt like...
Bully Brown?
Who you're talking about. Man, I really like really bad horror movies. And then I was sitting there watching that. I was like, this is actually probably the worst horror movie, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I like your Killer Clowns from Outer Space type stuff, but
see,
Troll 2 is just... Man, it just sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. There's nothing good about it. I like
garbage.
A movie that is at least entertaining. That one isn't even... I mean, it's worth watching one time just to see.
And it was... Didn't end up being a scam, or not a scam, but like it was directed by like some Russians, and they took a bunch of money from investors.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
How much do you get paid every time you say your catchphrase?
What do you like to know?
So anyway, you told me, I'll just be very transparent.
What?
You said you had a fun list here.
Yeah, I do.
And that it's something about money.
Yeah, this is something that was going around on Reddit not too long ago. And
I don't go to that. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go for it.
I don't ever go to that site, but apparently it's like the thing.
There's a ton of great content on Reddit. There's a lot of good stuff. And this one is just a big conversation people had about wasting money. What do you consider a big waste of money? What's a huge waste of money? How have you wasted money? And I'll tell you, man, in our youth, I know we wasted some money. I got a good bit better about it than my recent years. That's why I own a home now.
Thank you.
Got better about wasting money. Don't waste as much as, I mean, you know, I bought a new toilet and I thought I was wasting money on a new toilet because there was nothing wrong with the old one. I just I wanted a different one.
Did you get a round one or an egg shape?
I wanted the elongated oval shaped toilet instead of the little round one. I had the little round one, and being a full size grown man, the little round one sucks. You need the elongated oval shaped one.
Well, not just being a full grown man, but like you got a dick and balls there, buddy.
You got to
have somewhere to place it.
Yeah, you do. And with the little round seat, there's not enough room.
Yeah. And by what I said earlier, I mean penis and testicles.
Yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, so you need the elongated toilet. And it was funny because I was in the bathroom.
Did Thomas Crapper not think about that?
I don't think so, man. He was just doing what he could at the time with what he had to work with.
Right.
I was in the bathroom here yesterday and I was noticing, man, I bought the exact same toilet we have here, which is a nice toilet.
Wait a minute. We're missing a toilet upstairs.
I took it. I stole it. No, but the place
you wouldn't have took the middle one. That thing's too low to the ground. I think that's for children.
Cross your fingers for me here. I keep getting email notifications that I picked it up from a home improvement warehouse store, and I keep getting notifications from them that my purchase is ready to pick up, and I have until the 22nd to get it. So let's just wait and see. I might get a refund on that toilet I already got installed.
But would you consider that a blessing, or would that be thievery?
They screwed up. It's on them. That's how I'd look at that.
Try to tell my mama that time when she got the extra Whopper.
Look, who's got more money, Burger King or your mama?
Well, I know. Hey, don't be telling. Is that a your mama joke you just did?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, yeah, but she said that it could have been a test from the Lord and he could choke her on it. And I was like, well, here, let me try.
Yeah. Man, it's weird because some of the things that I buy now that are like, you know, kind of wasteful, just you gotta buy wrestling toys and stuff. But, you know, pop vinyls aren't that bad because they don't cost near as much as what people used to spend on bobbleheads. I used to have some bobbleheads, and man, they were way more expensive than the pop vinyls. Bobbleheads run like upwards of $20 a lot of times.
You know.
And pop vinyls are like $10-$12 sometimes. I mean, some of mine have got like $6 or $8 in them, and they're in the box new.
Nude?
New.
Oh.
I got a couple naked ones.
Oh, yeah. If they're nude, those are called Nodders.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you this. Not right when we first started doing the Rise Guys morning show, but like several years in, whatever, we got like the first little bit of raise.
Oh,
yeah. It wasn't all that great, but it was a raise. And I looked at it as, well, I survived this long. This other money now is just extra.
Yeah, now it's just extra money.
And I would go to a store here in town that I'll say it slowly. I'll say it fast just to see if I can because it's okay. Manifest Discs and Tapes.
Manifest Discs and Tapes, yeah. Yeah.
I would go there and I would buy bobbleheads. I would buy DVDs.
Oh, all kind of stupid stuff.
Bobbleheads, though, like.
Yeah, why did I want like bobbleheads of these people? Like these, and plus
and a they Bozo were, the Clown bobblehead.
They were like cheap plastic bobbleheads too. They weren't like the good quality ones like you get at baseball games.
Ones.
Yeah, those are nice. There's some nice bobbleheads. I had a real nice Shoeless Joe Jackson bobblehead one time, but then the head fell off and I couldn't get it back right.
Oh man.
Yeah, and then the bat got lost.
Where did we get those?
From the baseball team. I think it was when the first year here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
I sold mine.
Oh, yeah. It was worth a little bit.
I looked up at one point. I was like, I don't care about it that much.
Had a little bit of value to it, and that's a guy, Shoeless Joe, whose value isn't going to last forever.
No.
Because people, hell, ain't hardly anybody alive right now who ever saw him play, and if they are, they're over 100 years old.
Yeah, and if they talk about this feller out there playing without any shoes, you're going to say, oh, this guy's senile. He's 100.
Yeah, exactly. He'd have to, dude. I mean, think about it. The 1919 World Series, he never played ball after that. Right? He didn't play anymore.
He was banned. Well, yeah, he didn't play it wasn't MLB then, but he didn't play professional ball. But he still played like the independents, like wrestling.
Yeah,
he would play in independent baseball.
Yeah, he would
leagues.
Play independent leagues and
but
stuff
it didn't
for a
count.
While. But yeah.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, nobody ever saw him play Major League Baseball because again, it was 1919. Anybody who's old enough to have been alive then don't remember.
Doesn't it make you wonder, like if? Well, that's not a good example, but like Paul Bunyan. What if there really was a Paul Bunyan? But when the old timers would tell those stories, we're like, bullshit.
Yeah.
There's no way.
No way in hell. And your Johnny Appleseeds and your Paul Bunyan, your Big Blue Ox. Ain't no Big Blue Ox.
Now, Johnny Appleseed, based on truth.
Ain't no Big Blue Ox, though.
They wanted people to go get in that land and start tilling on it. They'd say, hey, if it's growing a tree and you planted it, that's your land stake. And his sucker went out there. That's the American way. Go take all the land.
Yeah, it is nothing more American than that.
Go put all Johnny Appleseed, and then we celebrate him. Screw you, Johnny Appleseed.
Where we came from. Yeah, outside of the bobbleheads, another big waste of money that we shared together was when we used to buy a bunch of football jerseys. That was stupid. That was dumb.
Can we really right now, as I still consider us best friends, but I mean, I really do.
Yeah.
You're my closest male friend.
Yeah.
Was that like some kind of unspoken, not even maybe realized pissing contest?
See, I never looked at it like that.
I was like,
oh, this one's cool. This one's cool. They'll think this one's cool too.
But that was the only time in my life when I bought clothes and openly bought them thinking, I can't wait till 9 sees this. Yeah. Not that I was showing off, but I wanted to pop you.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted you to go, oh man,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. We okay. Just stupid.
It was so dumb.
Stupid on many levels. But remember my bookcase full of DVDs used to have over 400 of them? Like 500 or so, maybe more than that.
Folks, it looked like a tenth of a pick-a-flick in that house.
I mean, yeah, man. Yeah, it was like a blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
Like the last one in town was at my house.
Yeah, I forgot we're national now.
There's just so many movies, man. And now that you look at it now with the streaming days, like I have all the same movies available on some streaming service.
Wow.
I have all the movies
You could have
now.
Been Pluto.
Yeah, I have all the movies now, but back then, you know, just, oh man, I got all these movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not with me. My sister, though, like Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she would pay, like, over, you know, retail for those things.
Just think about how much money you'd have if you saved some of the money we've wasted on things like bobbleheads, football jerseys, and DVDs.
Yeah, but, you
but
know.
It was fun at the time.
Well, I read something, and this is maybe within the last year. I can't tell you when, but it was something about how millennials and whatever the other generation before that's called, what are they again? Zers?
No, before millennials, it was Gen X. Then you got Gen Z after millennials.
Yeah. God bless. See, that's a mind blank right there,
They just keep coming, man. There's going to be more. There's another generation being born right now.
They say that they don't spend their money on material things as much as they do experiential things, like to go and deep dive here and go to the Maldives and go where.
Yeah, people are waiting for the experience of going somewhere and feeling the energy somewhere. Like, man, you know our thing about how we went to wrestling in July and we come back and we're like, oh, man, kind of enjoy it more on TV so I actually watch the show.
Without question.
But people flock to it even though they can't see anything going on in the ring. They can't really enjoy the wrestling show itself.
We would watch it on the screen.
It's just to make the scene, the experience, the energy you feel in the building with them.
Yeah, but the same thing can be said for, you know, well, I had fun.
Yeah, especially.
But I'll tell you this, I didn't stay for the entire game.
Well, I said that. I wasn't even thinking about you going to a football game a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, you
did. I was thinking about.
You were being a
I was thinking about college football, where you get the energy at a big sold out college football game is incredible.
Yeah. Especially why don't we go to church then? There's none that are full.
I don't feel any energy there.
I do when during the singing part. I do. But I think that's. Yeah, if it's good singing.
Now, if it's the Sunday night where some nervous teenage girl has to get up there and sing all quiet over some terrible, terrible track playing off a CD, yeah, I hate that. That's uncomfortable.
There is love.
Yeah, like, you know, she has a good voice, but she's just so nervous she can't sing.
But the message was there, though.
Yeah,
with Snicker and Matthew.
It sucks. Y'all have all been there. If you Southerners been to church, you know exactly what we're talking about that Sunday night, lady.
Yeah, you dare not laugh.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
At least she had the gumption to get up there.
It's not even that it's bad enough to be funny. A lot of them like really would be good if they weren't so nervous. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, but if they were good enough, I would take it as a slight if they said, you know what, little Matthew, you can sing, but we'll put you on the Sunday night service. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like being on Thunder.
No, that's good. That's good. You got to start somewhere. You can't start main eventing.
Hey, man, we're going to put you on Dark Elevation.
See, that's a bad philosophy. You can't start in the main event.
Well, that's why I never made it as an evangelist.
Nobody's starting the main event. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, no, nobody.
Why can't
just
I be on Sunday morning?
Nobody just got to be head pastor. You know, he started out as associate youth minister.
I want to be on the late service where everybody's at.
Yeah.
Sunrise service. Warp me back to when you're the son of the music director, you got to go to all three.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
On Easter Sunday, which kind of made me not like Easter.
Which is weird because you shouldn't have to go to all of them just because she has to work.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I should have the biggest mansion ever in heaven. Now, yeah, I've probably taken it down a notch or two since.
Saying that, you took it down a notch.
I know. I have self-doubt. Yeah. That'll get you too. What was the other thing now? The spinning. Oh, the
experiences, yeah.
Okay. I often poke at you, and it's totally in the best friend kind of thing on the Rise Guys morning show about you have the stand-up Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles video game.
Yeah, I want to get the Simpsons one, too.
And I know you as I know you, and you don't like standing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the throwback to when it was, you know, you enjoy it and you do it. And there's an experience with that.
Yeah, like, it's fun.
It's an experience, and you might do it here and there. You might do it every once in a while.
Yeah, that's fun.
But the experience. So why do we like throw that off as materialism? Because it's like, well, because you got something left at the end of the day. Well, that's pretty good. If you decide down the road you don't like it anymore, guess what? You can sell that son of a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why it isn't as cool to do something like that as it is to, you know, like go stand in front of the picture of the wings on the wall in Nashville.
You can punch me in the face every time I cuss from now, and I've been going too hard.
Yeah, it happens. I'm used to it now.
Hey. Now that was...
No, I'm kidding, man.
I get in here and I take it too far. I just get very comfortable.
You do.
Commercial breaks, they keep me on the, up and up.
Yeah, they do. Don't worry, we'll have one coming up shortly.
Yeah. I'm trying to think back, though, what it was about. The experiences. So yeah. I think that if you buy some kind of extravagant thing, other people don't see it, it may bust your balls. That could secretly be jealousy, or it could just be like, God, man, like, what are you going to do with that thing?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you had your time with it, and you can sell it. These people can't sell their memories, or who wants to buy your photo album?
Well, it's good to have both, I think. It's good to have a kind of a mix of both.
Yeah, a mix of both.
But, you know, like, but it's another thing that it's also a generation of people who do things that I would not do. Like, I'm not going to buy a car on the internet and have somebody deliver it to my house before I've driven the damn thing. I'm going to go up the road and drive it.
And that's
Joe Marzuk, our buddy.
Yeah, and it's okay that you know.
But if he wasn't there, I still would go somewhere and buy a car from a dealer, and so I can drive it, then check it out, see it, and drive it instead of having it shipped to me from 500 miles away, sight unseen. No, hell no.
I tell you, I'm the same way with shoes.
Yeah,
especially with teeny shoes.
Oh yeah, like the app now where people are swapping out like their slightly used shoes, right? Just like trading shoes is popular now. I don't get it.
No.
But then all you have to do is buy like one pair of Jordans and you can start trading shoes, and then you just always are trading pairs with people.
Well,
sneaker culture is stupid to me.
But you are it's not, it's stupid to you, right?
Yeah, stupid to me.
See, I look at it this
way. But a lot of things I like are stupid to some of those people too, so it's fine.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't, it's not that I disapprove of it, just I look at it, I'm like, huh, that seems dumb to me, but it's not, it's fine for them. If they want to do it, it's fine. I'm not judging them for doing it, it just seems dumb to me.
I'm putting two fingers down.
Kind of
the first thing is, because you're very, but we all are. The first thing I was going to say is that I can't, like, the way my feet are, and I know the feeling that I like when I put on a teeny shoe or a shoe I'm going to go run around in or walk around in. I know the feeling. So I can't ever do that unless it's a particular known style or brand.
Yeah.
Now, the second thing I'll say to what you just said is that I had a pair, I won't even say the brand, whatever. I had a particular brand of shoes that I had, they became gym shoes, and then they went down to being yard grass shoes, cutting grass shoes. And I was like, you know, I see online sometimes tennis shoes, even if they're ratted out or thrashed, as they call them, will still go for money. So I put these suckers on eBay, and they sold for $50.
That's bizarre.
I know, but, like, I look at it that way now. Like, if I went and bought some piece of crap shoe or just whatever, and it didn't fit my foot well and I didn't like it, A, there's that, but B, whatever it is, no matter what condition, I'm going to get something out of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just weird way I look at it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wear my shoes till they're not. I mean, they're not good for anything.
I just got tired of like wearing clothes and then getting tired. You know, because you do, you get tired of clothes, or whatever, and then said, I'm just gonna donate. And it was always Goodwill, you know. And
you can donate somewhere else.
I know you can, and I've
you can donate wherever you take
it. I preach that. I don't. Yeah. Goodwill gets enough in
they
my
get a lot. They
opinion.
Get a lot. Yeah, there's other places more. I think have more need.
Yeah. But tennis shoes,
local places.
Tennis shoes certainly where American men are spending, we busted women's balls for years for your pocketbooks and your bags.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're doing it with tennis shoes.
Yeah, we are. We got to pause right here, man.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that lends into that experience thing where everybody, you know, everybody's just swapping out stuff, you know, buying like, thrifting stuff essentially plays into that experiential thing, I think, because you know you don't want to just have a pair of Jordans, which in my opinion are played out as hell. You see them every, you can't go a day without seeing them on 28 times. You can't turn on TV without everybody wearing damn things. Jordan 1's played out. Stop it with the ones. But
fives are the best ones anyway.
Yeah, but you buy one pair of Jordans and then you want to own all the Jordans. You just want to swap them out, trade with people on the internet and stuff, trade shoes out. And so that way, you just had to buy one pair, but you get to wear all the Jordans.
That's, you know,
look, it plays into that experiential side of materialism.
Coming from a guy who, me, being a potential bidder on Michael Jordan's underwear in a very prestigious auction, I don't like the thought of wearing other people's shoes.
I don't either, man.
Like, forgive my memory, Jim. I don't remember if it was you or someone else in our circle of friends that one time was given a pair of Dead Man's shoes.
Not me.
Okay. I don't remember who it was, but they were given these. It's like, oh, yeah, you like these shoes? They were my dead somebody related to them.
Yeah, really, guy from Spartanburg.
Okay. Don't tell me. And I was like, whoa, man. I could not, first off, wear a dead man's shoes. Secondly, I don't want to wear another person's shoes.
Yeah.
And that's not me being bougie. It's just like, again, I'm a germaphobe.
Yeah.
I'm a big P word for cats.
Man, I bought a pair of shoes one time that were like brand new. Remember those Adidas Sheltos that had like the Rasta colors on them, the black ones?
Oh yeah, I remember the gold ones you had too.
Yeah, those were cool. But the ones those black ones I had, I bought at Goodwill. We were there together that day when I found them. I was
sitting
around for them. Oh man, I can wear this. Oh man, here's the mat. Here's the mate. The match.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wore them a few times. They were cool shoes, but I never wore them again because after I wore them a few times, and it's probably completely unrelated, that's when I had that infection on my foot, that big like ulcer on my foot, and I'm like, well, I'm just gonna buy new shoes from now on, just wear my own stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And that'd change you.
I wouldn't buy used gloves.
Now, I don't think it had anything to do with those shoes. Probably not. But what if it did? I can't say for certain.
They got rid of them for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's some reason. And they were in great shape.
Jungle rot in their feet.
They were in great shape. Like brand new feet or brand new shoes.
Wow. Two for
brand
one
new
there.
Feet too, man.
Free gift with purchase.
And they got the feet already in them.
Yeah, I have to think about that being a diabetic type 2. That,
yeah.
You know, I got to protect my hands and feet.
Yeah, well,
rest of it, to hell with it.
I have these gray ones I'm wearing now, and I have brown ones, and the New Balance is in the exact same style.
Because you understand.
They're comfortable, and I like to wear them, and I'm not trying to impress anybody.
And you're not being, like, brand loyal, per se. You
no.
just found a shoe that fits your foot.
Like, I also like Asics.
I have Nike Air Max 270s. It's not a particularly whatever expensive brand. It's over $100, but most, by shipping, most are now.
Yeah.
Good ones. And
now, I will say I'm not wearing, like, the white-on-white old man New Balances as much. These are
no,
right.
those are something like a...
Somebody's dad would wear on a weekend when he's wearing a floppy hat.
No, I was going to say I'd see Travis Barker wearing them.
I don't know. I don't want to wear them anymore, then. That makes them lame.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great drummer, but it's, you know, fashionable. Well, I don't care.
He's a reality show, a castmate for hire.
Yeah, he is. At this point. But a great, tremendous drummer.
No, they're very nice shoes.
Hell of a talent.
I always thought that it
was... they're just comfortable for me.
I've never owned a pair before. I'd like to try them out. Not yours, but someone's.
own. Our shoes ain't the same size.
No, they're not.
Mm.
What size do you wear? That's not fitting of me to ask.
No, it's fine. I don't care. I wear a size 9.
You know how I'm going to remember that?
Because that's what my name is.
Is that where the name came from? That's what you should start saying.
That's my shoe size.
It's your shoe size.
Yeah.
You know, I just realized that, you know, you don't go up to a woman and ask her, what size bra do you wear? I mean, if you know her well and she's okay with it.
Well, back in the 90s, you did.
Yeah. But generally, it's a no-no now.
Yeah.
But, like, I think that if a woman asks you what shoe size you wear, you know what she's asking.
Well, it's usually like your aunt or your mom trying to figure out what to get you for Christmas.
Well, that you don't want them buying your shoes.
No.
You'll get some Shaq attacks from Walmart.
Yeah, you will.
And
you
that's
will.
Nothing against – but I bought a pair of Walmart-style shoes one time.
Yeah,
just to,
we grew up in some Franklins and stuff.
Well, this was in recent years. They were like boots to hike in.
Yeah.
The freaking heel came off. I can still believe that this so-called callus on the bottom of my foot came from those cheap shoes.
You got bunion or corn?
Something or another. But I think in those ways, you kind of get what you pay for. And you know your own body, too. I just don't want to have to be one of those people wearing a boot.
Yeah, but when you're younger, that stuff doesn't matter as much. It's more about impressing people. It's to some people. Some young people are already wise to that.
Why is it, though, we say, oh, I didn't notice their shoes. I don't. But some son of a gun comes in walking in a boot. Boy, everybody notices.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to be the one.
You mean a walking boot?
Yeah, you know those boots.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
Well, because you're walking stiff-legged in a boot, for one. It stands out. The way you're walking gets your attention first.
Well, but wouldn't it make sense to just go ahead and put the other one on, too?
No.
It wouldn't cost.
It sucks to wear. You don't want to wear two.
But it wouldn't be as distracting. I'd say, oh,
yeah,
look.
Yeah, it would, because you walk like Frankenstein then.
No. It'd be like, oh, look, she's got the new Yeezys.
You ever limp on both legs at once? It's impossible.
Those are the new Yay boots.
Yeah.
Nice, Grandma.
You lean more on that good one that ain't in the boot.
You're saying they'd be walking around like the peg leg guy on Family Guy.
Exactly. No, that's exactly what you'd be doing.
Well, that's probably not a good idea.
No, it's a terrible idea. But this list of things people consider a big waste of money, and this is something we kind of, in a way, touched on. With
women.
Designer clothing for kids.
I'm joking about the women part.
Yeah. You were talking earlier in the hallway off the air on the other show. We're taking a break about Freddie Freeman's kid running around in the Givenchy and stuff and all these pictures.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
he makes $20 million plus a year, so it's a little different, but still. Just because you make it don't mean you got to waste it. God I figured that out.
It takes a while.
It does. It does. But when you grow up poor, it takes a while.
Series of lessons.
When you grow up poor and nobody taught you anything about money, it takes a while to figure
that out. That's why so many, we were talking about Evander Holyfield earlier on the other show. That's why so many athletes, especially, they come up with this money right out of high school.
And they
college.
Go broke because nobody didn't know what to do
they
with
didn't
it.
Know what to do
you
with.
Grow up poor and you come into a lot of money or even a decent amount of money or regular income,
here.
And it's hell for you to manage.
Big time.
Yeah, it just says, you know, kids grow too fast and they don't need to dress up anyway. They're kids.
Yeah, and they don't know any. Plus, yeah, you're going through the sizes too much.
It's dumb as hell to dress up. And I don't have kids, but I can tell you, it's dumb as hell to dress your kids up in stuff you don't want them getting dirty because they're kids.
Right. Plus, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think, like, your kids are going to look back.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, the kids who are being made to, like, we don't have to say which one, but particular, like, T-shirts or, like, political messages on them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think your kids, like, think about this. Think about what your most anti-political statement would be right now as an adult.
Yeah.
And think about if your parents have pictures of you as a kid wearing the opposite of that T-shirt.
Well, yeah, and man, I have a big issue with the thing about, like, Jason Aldean, the country singer. You know, he got some heat a couple weeks ago because, but nobody really made the point that I thought about when I saw it, where he had the picture, like, his wife and then his two little girls, and they're wearing these hiding from Biden shirts. And I'm like, why are you using your own children as the prop in a child molestation joke? Why?
Oh, is that what it means?
I
don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, hiding from Biden because of the things.
Should have got a Let's Go Brandon.
But it's like, now you've made your kids into the prop in a, like, your kids, now the punchline in a joke about child molestation. What have you done?
Yeah, see, they,
what are you doing? Why are you not thinking about this before you go and do that?
They should do like The Undertaker does. He puts emojis over their faces on social media,
yeah,
which I think is smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless somebody's wearing an emoji mask at Halloween, they're saying, dude, that's the Undertaker's son.
Yeah, it is. What else do we baby toys made the list. I don't know nothing about that. Man.
I think, well, not baby toys, but dog toys.
Dog toys is next on the list. Pet toys.
Seriously?
Pet toys next on the list.
Because let's face it, dogs like bones, and what do they like to smell? Buttholes.
Yeah.
You don't need to get these freely. Like,
but they like squeaky and honky toys.
Listen. I know you can say that.
Yeah.
But there's some of us that don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'll just let you think about
they
that.
They love for a toys that squeak and honk. They love squeakies and honkies.
Well, regardless, I think it's like just, you know, give them a bone. There's probably so many. What do the arboretums do with all these bones?
Oh, you want to give them dinosaur bones? Most of those ain't real.
Arboretums? I thought that's
where they have plants, right?
No. Oh, what is it called where you go? What is the scientific name for a deer processing plant? What is that called?
A deer processor?
No. It's got a one of those.
What about taxidermists?
No. I'm not talking about processing them like that. I'm talking about turning them into some damn sausage.
I think it's just a meat processor.
I'm going to look it up. It's got a cool name.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it says about the pet toys. Spend $50 on a toy or just give them a cardboard box. Who now is spending $50 on a dog toy or a pet toy? I mean, my dog's favorite toys are like those pigs that honk at Walmart, or the
enough
geese that honk, anything that squeals, like those rubber ones. She's older now, so they last a while longer. Or the rope with knots in it's very popular with dogs.
If you have two.
If you spend $50 on a dog toy, you're an idiot.
And see, the internet's telling me slaughterhouse, but that's not the word I was thinking about
either.
It's
just meat processor.
No, there's something else to it. I'll think of it in a moment.
Hang on. I'm going to look now.
Well, you want to pause and look?
No, we don't have to pause yet.
Oh, okay.
It ain't time to pause yet. I'm going to look up.
Well, and there's people. Listen, y'all. You're listening to this in the future.
Yeah.
We're taping this, so there's no need to contact us.
No.
And tell us.
No. Unless we don't figure it out.
What happened?
Abattoir?
Ah.
There you go. Abattoir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Arboretum Abattoir.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. That's, yeah, you go.
Thank you.
That's easy enough.
What'd you Google, though, to find that?
Hang on, let me look, and I'll tell you.
I put meat processing plant bougie name.
I Googled another name for meat processor.
Oh, okay. That's how you do it. I just don't do it right.
Yeah, it's all in how you ask.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what they say.
The next thing is digital games. You could have a huge library and really only play one game. People spend a lot. I think that stuff, it's not about the game itself. It's about how much money people spend on phone games and stuff because they get hooked on the damn thing. And then you run out of points or whatever, and you got to buy tokens to keep playing the thing. It's really exploitive, and it's a questionable business practice that eventually is going to be dealt with. And it's happening, too, on, like, platform games. But eventually there's going to be some comeuppance over that.
What do you mean?
Oh, because I mean it
with
plays
with kids, or are you talking about adults?
Oh, adults and children both. But the amount of money people get stuck playing on these things, it really starts.
That's on them.
It is, but I'm not saying I agree with it. But there will be comeuppance. I'm not saying it's my idea or that there should be. I'm just saying there will be.
But that's
because it starts playing on like people's mental health and addiction and stuff. Like you're getting them hooked in, and it becomes gambling. Except they can't even win a prize.
Well, then I'm gonna sue Fast Food USA.
But it's like gambling, but they can't win it back. You get to keep it all. So it's pretty evil. And again,
I'm freebasing liquid smoke now.
We're a capitalist society to an extent, but we like a lot of our socialized things too. We just don't like to admit it.
Well, I do. I do. Yeah. I like freedom, but I like a little nanny state. I like the infrastructure. Well, I don't want to say the word infrastructure right now, but I like highways, power lines. I like things taken care of by the experts, so called.
Yeah.
I'd rather pay a little bit of tax money than me trying to get a crew together and make a road.
Now, the amount I pay is completely unfair.
Well, it's certain museums that get some of that money I don't appreciate.
Well, I moved out of Greenville County. I don't worry about it.
Well, you ain't got a museum.
That's why the taxes went way down. No, I got Pickens County Museum.
What's there?
I don't know. I've never been. Stuff about Pickens County.
They better have a statue of Jeremy Damn Ellenberg there.
No, they never heard of him. But yeah, and
your favorite son.
Yeah, I just think the digital games is a huge waste of money.
Games in general, but again, it's that spirit experiential stuff.
Yeah.
Luckily, once I got older, you know, I became very loyal to Rockstar Games exclusively.
Oh yeah.
And I know that
they make the best, man. I've been playing some Back 4 Blood, you know, zombie shooting first person.
Yeah.
Multiplayer, co-player.
Is it set up like Doom?
It's a first person sort of, yeah. But it's,
I don't like this.
Dude, you play it on that huge TV, it's great because you can really see everything.
Yeah.
Like, even stuff that's far away, you can see it because it's basically like it's. Like real life scale, pretty much.
Well, part of it is I haven't mounted my TV on the wall yet.
Oh, yeah.
It's still
man.
On the floor.
Oh,
and if
great.
I sit in the floor and play.
Yeah, dude, it took me a while to get mine mounted, but when I did, I'm so happy I did.
Yeah, but you got somebody to help.
Yeah, I had to. Right. Yeah, I mean, I can't.
I know you can't do it by yourself, nor can I.
Yeah, I can't pick this. I mean, shoot. Considering how wide the TV is and how unwieldy it is, I couldn't mount it by myself. Some people could, but you have to be real, real damn strong.
Yeah.
And probably taller than me, too. The next thing is...
If you turn it on its side, for sure.
The next thing is laundromats. They cost a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to do your laundry at a laundromat. Like, it adds up quick.
It's one of those things, certain where you live, you can't have one, but it's like the thing of just go to your mom's house and take that money and save it till you can get you a washer dryer.
But a lot of people, that's the only place they can go. Mom and I don't live close to everybody. Some people don't live in their hometown like us.
Are you serious?
Absolutely, yeah.
How'd y'all do it? Please share. Mm-hmm. At O'Matthew.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking up something about laundromats.
My mom living close helped me from time to time.
The national average to wash a load of laundry is $2. And usually people go with multiple loads. A lot of times it's the whole family. So, yeah, I mean, you got to pay to dry, too. So, time you go, you spend some money.
Yeah.
And this is like a once-a-week thing. It sucks. There's nothing worse. If you got to use a laundromat, do whatever you can to scrimp and save and get a decent used washer and dryer. It'll change your life.
For real. Like, I'm serious.
Change your life.
It's nauseating to sit there in that stuff. And
yeah.
You feel weird. Oh, I just don't like it.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, man. Like,
not talking crap if you have to do that. I'm just saying personally, I did everything I could when I first started out.
I always knew renting was a waste of money. Everybody tells you renting is a waste of money. I didn't know how big a waste of money and how many different ways it was to rent instead of trying to buy a house. Because it's...
Do any work from home?
Well, yeah. But yeah, I mean, renting, it's not just that, you know, you get that you can get a mortgage for less. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, obviously your homeowner's insurance will cost more and you got property taxes to worry about. But, dude, like my car insurance was cut by like 40% when I bought a house.
Oh, yeah. Credit score.
Yeah. I mean, you get that on there and it goes up and then everything else gets cheaper and more accessible to you because, boom, there you go.
Yeah.
It's bizarre how there's such a ripple effect, such a trickle down with that when you buy a house, how much money you save in other places you didn't even expect to.
Well, yeah, and plus – people are finally realizing, like, you know, if you got to go back and live with your parents, and I'm not just saying this because I live at my mom's house for a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to have that. But those of you that are doing or have that, like, went and lived with your mom and dad, and, like, you know, in your 20s and your friends probably busted your balls, but, like, you save until you could. Good for you, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Because renting... It is a bit, especially if you do that times 12 and look at that number, you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you start looking at it, and it's just, man, it's just gone.
Yeah.
You're not getting anything. You're not doing anything with it. You're not getting any equity. You don't own the place. You have it kicked out any time, pretty much.
Yeah. It's a liability, not an asset.
Yeah.
I said that with CEO.
Yeah, man. Now you're talking like Slick Willie. Talking like Bill Clinton.
I saw him the other day. God, man.
He's old.
He's looking worse than Hillary.
He's old.
I say that with no political allegiance.
I believe he's older than her. The next one on their list is cable and internet. Cable TV is expensive. I have a promo from a cable company right now, and it includes HBO and HBO Max and Showtime and, you know, Showtime's app and all that.
Yeah.
So it really isn't that bad. But after I've had it for a year, then I'm going to have to look for whatever my other option, you know?
Remember on the other show last week, on the Rise Guys Morning Show, we do a monthly all advice show. And you got to go and listen to some of those podcasts as well. A guy called and said, I need to know what to do. My wife is staying at home because it's more economically savvy for her to stay at home and not work than for us to have to pay for two kids in childcare. What can I do to cut costs? I was like, well, do you have any streaming services? Yeah, I got all of them.
Got all of them. Yeah, that's the next thing is streaming services themselves.
That and the whole thing with – I'm not speaking down. I personally have the cable TV.
I do, yeah, man. I want to watch. I want to watch wrestling and football and stuff.
But I know people that have like YouTube TV or even like Sling.
I've had YouTube TV. It was great. And the promo I got from the cable company is a better price. That's why I have that instead now.
And what's good about the cable company we have is like they'll show you on screen now when the promo ends and how to end it. Like used to, that was hard as hell to end.
Oh yeah,
But it's pretty amazing if you break down the availability of the platforms, like what you get on some of those real.
Mm-hmm.
Under $20 a month type platforms.
Oh, yeah. You get some great stuff. Like I think Peacock's a great one.
Like wrestling is what keeps me on cable TV.
Yeah, exactly. Man, wrestling and football.
One, maybe two shows.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, football.
I like watching college football.
Even that, though, you can find streaming on YouTube TV with some person just being some kind of...
Well, if you have YouTube TV, you get all the football. Well, a lot of it, anyway.
Well, what I meant watching YouTube on television.
Yeah, yeah.
People will just live stream it, and you were talking about how people would do that on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be nice.
Yeah, it's just out there, man.
Good Samaritans.
I did see something where it's one of the best ways to save money this day and age is to have one streaming service at a time. And you can switch it out whenever you want to, obviously. Just go from one to another. But, you know, that way you're only paying for one every month instead of paying You know, it could bust you down. People paying like $100 a month to $10-$20 a month in that range.
Do you have Disney Plus, Jimmy?
No.
Okay, that's, you know, I heard the other day it either has or overtook Netflix as the number one. I'm like, God, it's the Marvel stuff, I know, but
well, most I don't understand. Man, it's all about kids programming. Like that's why
programming.
That's why a lot of people keep Netflix even when they don't have anything new for a while because they've had some ruts recently. But people can't get rid of it because of the kids' programming. People have to keep, you know, you gotta be able to park your kids in front of a screen and go ignore them for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of people probably shouldn't have so many kids or aren't cut out for it or didn't
just
learn
now
enough.
Coming to this realization.
That's why I don't have any. I've known this a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you start to look at China and.
She's bad. Rest in peace.
I kid.
Yeah.
I love Joni Lauer.
The next one's upcharges at car dealerships. I mean, that costs you a lot of money. It's just one shot, though. I think you waste a lot more money just month to month. I mean, an upcharge at a car dealership ain't going to get you nearly as bad as DoorDash, man.
God, get out of my head. Earlier this morning, you like knew exactly what I was thinking. 7 out of 10 times, if I'm DoorDashing, and especially if it's on the weekends later in the evening, if they offer me a dessert for an additional amount of money, I might take it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, a fruit cobbler.
You get tempted, right? Tempted.
I won't even eat it. Like, it's like, God bless, I'm full. I'll save it for later.
Yeah.
I mean, I eat it, but not
yet. Yeah, man. When I leave here, depending on what time it is here in a little bit, what am I going to do? I can either order something and get it delivered to the house, and it might be there before I even get home, be on the porch when I get there, or I go wait in line for a while. And sometimes
time
it's worth that extra little bit of money to have it waiting on me when I get home. That's a good feeling.
Yeah, but I look back at one, and I won't give them any kind of whatever, but one of them, I finally got their premium pass or whatever, and I kind of scoffed at that at first, but God, the savings.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it saves you a lot of money. Though it does have the backdoor effect, though, because, you know, if you just want like a combo meal from like a place that has like a combo meal and it costs $10, well, you'll add on an extra sandwich or something because you got to get 12 to get free delivery.
They know
but
that.
Then you add on an extra sandwich and the price came down.
Yeah, but then you realize, too, that when you go there and look at the menu versus what they charge you, they're already like not double, but 30% more, I think.
Yeah.
But there's those times where you're like, you know what? This is what I'm doing. I could go drive and have to put on clothes.
Yeah, absolutely right.
You know why I do the ring the doorbell and leave it? Because I'm naked.
Yeah, usually.
It'd be awful of me to open the door.
Yeah, what if it'd they had be their, rude.
Hey, little Rhonda, run the food up there for Mama. She gonna stay in the car and keep the car.
Yeah.
Look, I open the door, schlong out, and then you know.
I'm looking here for a particular item. I want to see the price difference because I know it costs all across the nation. This particular sandwich costs $3.99, but if you want to get it delivered, it goes up to $5.15.
You know, but that's the thing. It's like even when you pick up places, though, I do. I tip.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. I always tip when I pick up food somewhere.
Absolutely, because you know what they're. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like to take care of people. You know.
But what some of those services are doing now, they'll say, hey, you can order it through us and then go pick it up, and we're going to give you 50% off.
Yeah,
By the time you put in the gas and then you realize how much they marked it up to start with, you're like, hell, I should have just had you bring it to me.
I got
to
get dressed.
I know. I can't drive around naked. Yeah, I don't want to sit in my car seat.
It sucks. It sucks.
Oh, I left the seat warmer on. Oh, man.
Yeah. I want to hit at least one. Well, printer ink is on this list. It's expensive as hell. And there's always a way to get it cheaper, too. Like
I got a
printer inks.
Thermal one, man.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't know the technology. It burns
laser
it all.
Ones are great, man. Yeah.
I've never had to put
the inkjets are really expensive when it's time to replace that stuff. And it's always time to replace that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, cyan, yellow.
Yeah.
Always
I need more
out.
Magenta as I'm trying to print in black and white.
Makes no sense.
Stupid. It's a racket. It's what it is.
It's a racket.
But the big one here, like where people spend a lot of money they don't have to spend, is funerals. Because it says and it says here that look, whoever it is, they didn't want you going into debt to send them off when they died. That's not what they would want ever.
Let me tell you something. I love my family.
Yeah.
Tell me the absurdity of this. I'm gonna use my cell phone as an example. This would be a plot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, used to, I don't know if you still can, you'd buy this side. They'd also offer you to buy the other side, too.
Oh, yeah, you can buy as much as you want, man.
Because guess what?
Put the whole family together.
Put the whole family together. Tombstone, you only got to buy one.
Yep.
So for a wedding gift, my grandma and grandpa gave my mom and dad the plot on the other side as a wedding gift. And my mom has now decided she's going to be burned up.
But
you
see,
know,
that was
cremated.
Cremated. That was a very big deal to old people in the South. I don't know if it was ever, but all my old Southern relatives, it was a big deal to own a plot, to have a place to be buried. It was a huge deal to those people.
Absolutely.
It was all important for them to have. And I can see why it would be a wedding gift even, because it
thousands
was
of dollars.
A huge deal to have a place where you were going to be buried. So it was taken care of.
Yeah. It's just the absurdity of it. But I get it, too. And that's what started, that's where Keeping Up with the Joneses started. It's like, you know, used to you just bury Grandpa, maybe plant a tree there so you remember where it was.
Exactly.
And then it's like, no, I want to leave a marker. I want to leave a monolith. I want some kind of pyramid left.
Exactly.
When this world's washed away, there'll be some marker of my being there.
And
then it became statues and then full mausoleums and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, it did.
That's so crazy. I don't even care if you, I don't know where I want my ashes spread.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything witty to say with that. I don't even care if you keep them in an urn. I think even that, I mean, if it's, you know, I'm going to be quite honest with you. When my father passed away, they had these beautiful yellow roses. That was his favorite on top of the casket.
Yeah, I remember those. They were real pretty.
My mom, you do not.
I do. I love yellow roses. One of my
you remember they were on my dad's casket?
They're one of my favorites.
Well, you were a pallbearer, so you stood there and looked at it for a while.
It was one of my favorite flowers, too.
I'm messing with you. But my mom, I'm just blanking with you. My mom or maybe my aunt, I appreciate the gesture, but they went to this place and had a bundle of these air-dried and put into this crystal container.
Oh, yeah.
And it probably cost a couple $100.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, and it's not, it's in a closet. And it's not like my dad's in a closet. Oh, don't take that out of context. He's dead.
I'm not doing nothing with it. Not there's anything wrong with that.
No, but he's gone. And he was happily married to my mama.
He was for many years.
But it's that the whole thing. Like, again, and not being sad about it, but like, you know, so you know where my dad's buried. He's on the other side of my grandpa.
Yeah.
I never go there and like talk to him or feel any closeness to it. I know I've said this probably umpteen times, but, you know, I don't feel any closeness there to it. I think it's such a waste.
It's just, I mean, it's just where you put, like, an empty vessel, I like to call it.
I like the way you think.
I don't know what else you'd call it besides, I mean, it's just for a place to store an empty vessel. It's the only thing I think to say.
Do we have to do another break before we wrap it, or?
No, man, I guess we're about done, because we're done with that list of things to waste money on. Well, I mean, we can keep going to waste money forever.
I was going to say, the cherry on top, weddings.
Weddings, yeah, absolutely.
Reverting back to that All Advice show, that guy said that his girlfriend or his fiance already is up to $30,000, and they had to pay for it. And I'm like, God bless.
That's rough,
That's
man.
The biggest circle jerk in the world. Like, you're not only trying to impress these people, you're paying and getting them paying for them to get full of food and get drunk.
Yeah.
And have photos to take home of them wearing silly disguises.
Oh, yeah.
Words
look
on
this
signs.
Mask I wore at the wedding.
Ooh, it says celebrating this couple. We have a cool hashtag.
Exactly.
Bunch of horse crap.
It is.
I'm not saying anything against marriage, but I think, like, look, step back and look at it for a little bit and say,
take a real good hard look at this.
Yeah, I don't know about this. Anyway. Yeah, we could go on this forever and ever, but send us your lists or things you've wasted money on. Yeah, I need to talk about my $1,000 love sack.
How do you waste money? You can snap me if you want it, NINE from TRG.
And you can hit me up on, I got the same on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
Matthew.
Jimmy Jack Jack.
Man, I think we're going to go eat now. We talked about food enough to get hungry.
We're going to spend some money on some fast food now.
Here we are.
Thank you.
All right, get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.